I placed my hands in my pockets, my thumb rubbing harshly against the wood of my knife, trying to drown out the beating of my heart.
"Well, we're here. Talk to us," Rue demanded.
Peter's head cocks to the side, his eyes floating from Rue to Starkey and finally to me standing in the shadows.
"If you're planning on us working together, respect goes both ways. There needs to be a level of trust," Peter responded.
Anger burns deep in my gut. Trust. Laughable, really. I step out of the shadows and into the light, my hands in my pockets.
"Trust is a funny word, isn't it?" I ask.
Rue turns to me, narrowing his eyes. I grin at him and wink. Peter gazes at me for long moments, as if he's soaking in every single feature, and then his cheeks pale the slightest bit.
"Excellent. After all, we trusted that when someone of your caliber comes into our territory and requests a meeting, he would do us the courtesy of actually showing up."
I step forward until I'm shoulder to shoulder with Rue, my hand white-knuckling my knife, trying to filter all my rage into my grip so it doesn't show on my face. "I've waited on this for 15 years, and I'm going to see my plan through, no matter how much blood is scratching at my insides, screaming to end him here and now."
Peter licks his lips. "And you are?"
I chuckle, glancing at the ground before meeting his stare.
"You can call me Hook."
"Ah, yes, Hook," Peter sneers. "Your reputation precedes you." He tilts his head. I smirk, resting against the front of our car.